the presentation today.
Yeah. There are there. I think only one group.
It's
has present. Ah, you.
Yeah, it's me and the other Erasmus student.
Ah, okay. So I will finish my material earlier today. So then we will have some time for.
Okay.
Perfect. Presentation. Yeah. So we just make a discussion today. Like this is the last topic actually in the operation management. Before I told to all of you before that we will discuss about service supply chain. However, we discuss, I and other teachers discuss that service improvement is much valuable for you to know. And this is actually is a similar part of the service complaint as a previous topic I thought, and this is about like enhancement of the service in the company. And our learning goals for this, to know this topic, is to understand the importance of service improvement and then explore to explore different service improvement methodologies. This is the important part of this topic, and to learn how to implement the initiatives. Okay, right. Do you have learned about service improvement, or do you have any idea about it?
Service improvement.
Improvement of what particular? The fundamental idea is the improvement of the service, but based on what?
On the, I guess, on the customer perception.
Yeah, customer perception. So, is still the focus is about like customer needs, expectation, and then preferences. Because the customer is the main part of the company as well. And the term is like, based on the definition, it covers like the effectiveness, efficiency, excellence, performance, and reform, and so on. So improvement in a company that they will enhance or they will add into the service operations in a company. So this is the base on the definition based on Hudson, and it's like when we speak about the concept itself, is like a systematic approach. So it means that it has like initiation, planning, execution, controlling. So it's not like just the process, then they design it, then they implement. However, they need also monitoring and controlling in this part. And the particular goal is to optimize like a customer satisfaction and then also operational performance. So it's not only about customer, so it's also about the process of the company and also the business outcomes. Now the key components of the service improvement. It's not only service improvement itself, so meaning that it's related to the process, services, and customer experience. However, there is also a part of innovation and then also problem solving, because it's not only systematic approach that we need to apply. However, we need to like engage new innovation in this improvement. What is the example of it? Do you know about it? Like innovation to improve the services itself.
It's like technological.
Yeah, like the digital transformation.
Chatbots.
Yeah. Sorry?
Chatbots.
Innovation, meaning that you need to innovate not only in technology size, but also in the concept new concept, and it should be involved in the operation. For example, sustainability itself, it can be like an innovation for them to improve their service. Let's say they want to, usually when you focus on customer services, then you need to engage on the like a more society phase of sustainability, like the satisfaction or maybe the customer rights, this kind of things. This is a part of innovation, so it's not only in technology sides and also in every aspects of the operations itself. So it's not only tools, about tools and the process, also about the customer maybe behavior, how to improve their like response, maybe how to engage them more into the sales and marketing. So there should be like one innovation that improve the ability of the customer to engage, because customer is one of the important stakeholder in the company. And another is about problem solving. So because in the process, when we want to improve in operation, especially in service, we will face to some like complaints, like service complaints, which is like a new problem for the company. Then, so the focus of the service improvement, you have your own old system, then there are some complaints, then you want to improve it. So in this case, the focus is about problem solving. Right, so in this case, you will identify and address the root causes of the issues, yeah, to prevent recurrence. Right, here are the some, actually this is not methodologies, I will remove it. These are the like the objectives of the service improvement. So it will be like for customer satisfaction. It's for customer satisfaction because it's focused on the customer. And then cost reduction, competitive advantage, regulatory compliance. So I think they are very general. So in this case, for the last weeks about service complaint also is like somehow similar, the objectives. And this one also focus on the customer satisfaction and cost reduction. Because when we improve a new old system, especially we will face to like several improvement. Maybe we want to streamline the process of the production, or you want to streamline the process of how to solve the customer complaints. So everything will be simpler, more simple, and it will be in the reduce, the cost will be reduced in this case, right? And competitive advantage is sure. Okay, now I would like you to think what are the examples of the service improvement across industries, for example, in healthcare or in the manufacturer industry. Do you have any idea about it? Or retail industry, whatever, maybe you have experience about it.
The first thing came in my mind, when that's why I mentioned earlier the chatbots. We talk about, for example, the cost reduction in, let's say, first level customer support.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would say this is, for example, a good innovation or
okay, understood. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Measure to maybe improve the customer service, because response time is super quick, and also it's obviously cost reduction on long term. But in what are the other fields in industry, in production?
So whatever, healthcare maybe, or in retail.
Or even in the like flight industry, though.
Yeah. Do you have any example about it? Oil industry or
not just jetpacks. In general.
Yeah, but for example, in the flight industry, we can see the improvement with the
seats, the comfort on the plane,
Mm-hmm.
the number of flights per day.
Yeah. So that's like more operation, but is I think related also to the customer satisfaction. Another, let's say in the healthcare, when you see maybe not in this country, maybe another country, if you go to like some healthcare centers, then you can see lines, so many lines, and service improvement can be applied to reduce, for example, the line for patients, so they will not wait for a long time to meet the doctor. Maybe also when they want to book appointments, it can be like a new system for them to improve the like appointment time, or any application that can support the customer to give like feedback or questions or whatever, because usually the hotline is busy. They cannot ask about the doctor itself or the, I don't know, maybe important like emergency things. So it can be like one of the example. Let's say, for example, in the oil and gas industry, let's say they want to, you see with the current condition of our world, like there should be different points of logistics when they want to deliver oil and gas from one country to another country. So then there should be like improvement or the changing in the system, how they want to do logistics. So this is one of the service improvement as well. And there are some methodologies in the service improvement. Do you know about it? Have you ever heard?
Yeah.
No? One of them is lean management. Yeah, maybe you ever heard about it, but it's you don't categorize it as a maybe service improvement, but it is a part. Lean management, besides service improvement, is also like process improvement. Yeah, so it's not only methodology for service improvement. However, it's related to also service improvement. So it's like a systematic approach to optimize process, as I told you, eliminating waste. Also, the process to improve the value for customers. So in this case, the way how they apply lean management is that they identify the problems, what they need to improve in the system. Then they define the value that they need to deliver. So here, the focus is based on value. Yeah, so this lean management. And the core concept is related to waste reduction and respect for people, because the main idea for lean management is focused on the process and also the customer. So the process waste reduction related to the process, respect for people related to the employees or to the customers. These are the basic concepts of the lean management. Okay, one of the strategy in lean management, just in time production, Kanban system. There are other strategies that they implement. However, these are like some of them that I mentioned. And do you ever heard about the lean management application in the certain industry or example, like what company is very famous with this strategy?
I think Toyota was the best example.
Yeah, Toyota.
I know that in Germany, Drum, for example, is also a company that lighted quite early. And I think nowadays, especially Kanban systems and just-in-time production.
Yeah.
I think all the strategies that I mentioned here are pretty common in Germany.
Yeah. Based on my knowledge, this concept also comes from Japan. So first there was no such a concept, then they just implemented, then they try to adapt or adopt it.
Yeah, it's
then
also linked to the forces, no, with like the 5-0, you know, did you heard about that? The 5-0, like zero rust, zero time, zero delay.
I don't know exactly. What 5-0?
Yeah, I didn't remember the name of it.
Maybe we can write types of lean management strategy. Kanban, Kaizen, value stream mapping. This is what No, this is like five S tool. I'm not sure about the strategy that you mentioned. Is it a new strategy or
no? No, that was a previous one.
Mm-hmm.
Zero delay, zero stock, zero paper, zero defect, zero failure.
That's the default, is not?
It's just in time concept.
Okay.
Ah, just in time concept. So it's included in just in time concept.
Yeah.
If you find out, I mean, if you explore more in just in time, especially in supply chain management, then you will find maybe those concepts about 0-0. Well, that's also, I think there are some like hybrid, they call it hybrid systems. Sometimes they mix between just in time, let's say, with another strategy. So currently they call it, it's like hybrid system. So they don't only implement just in time, only in certain processes. And for example, the next process, they combine with the, let's say, maybe Kanban systems. But the famous example for this methodology is Toyota, and also some companies from Germany. Yeah, they are very famous with this because since long time ago, they already focused their business on the customer satisfactions. Right, and for respect for people is a part also. It's related to the employees itself and customers. Okay, so as I mentioned before, the key principles of lean management is focused on the value. So at first you identify, before you identify the value, of course you need to identify, since it's like service improvement, so you need to identify the issues at first. Then from the issue, you will need to improve the value, right? Then you need to identify what values you need to focus on and you would like to improve. Then you do the like value stream mapping. Value stream mapping meaning that you map the process first, whatever it is, like maybe supply chain mapping. Then you point out the value in each activity. For example, in logistic, what values that you need to deliver, and in the inbound logistic, in outbound logistic, what values you need to deliver. So in each process, you have to map the process of the production or services, yeah, in the company. You map it, then you find then you identify the value that you need to improve in each activities. Then you need to create continuous workflow, meaning that you how to implement the value. So it's somehow like a process, yeah. Workflow is like a process. Then you execute it. Then you need to pull the system, meaning that you need to execute the strategy that you want to apply. Then monitoring, you always, so in the meaning of improvement is not just like one is like a linear process. However, it should be iterative, meaning that if there is another complaint or another issue that emerge during the services or in the operations, then you need to go back to the initial process. So this so the but the key principles of the process of lean management is this part, and again it's focused on the value, right? So these are the some explanations about it. So it's not very different like what I mentioned, and yeah, it's similar. Okay, any question about the lean management? No, no question. Okay. There are some others methodologies, and one of them is they call it Six Sigma. Six Sigma is also famous in the production, especially. And however, this Six Sigma, this methodology is more like qualitative approach. Yeah, sorry, quantitative approach. So it's focused on data. And the goal is to reduce defects and variations in the process to achieve near perfect quality. So quality, so in this case, maybe related to more about product. And the objective is how do you want to improve the products, yeah? So this is one of the methodology they use. There are five phases here, like define, measure, analyze, improve, and control. It's not very different. The difference between Six Sigma and Lean Management, besides the approach is like more quantitative. In the Lean Management is more improvement on the process. However, here is more improvement on the product, and how they improve is through measurement. So they have like quantitative values, and they need to analyze it, and they try to quantify it through some formulation. So this is more about like more quantitative methodology. So it's related to data. And the key principles, besides focus on the customer, as I mentioned before, like data-driven decision-making. So it's more like statistical tools and analysis. The rest are similar, like cross-functional collaboration. I think for lean management is also needed, cross-functional collaboration between all stakeholders. Yeah, and the core is since it's related to the quality, so the core concept of the Six Sigma is related to the critical to quality. You need to identify the key parameters critical to meeting customer requirements. So when you sell a product, then you sell it to the customer, then you will find like maybe feedback from the customer. Maybe you did it through survey, or I don't know how, it depends on how the company retrieve the feedbacks from the customers. And based on this survey, usually they analyze it and they measure it, whether in which quality, in which part of the products they need to improve. So it's related to the quality, because maybe one customer complained maybe about the, let's say, keyboard. Maybe one of the customer complained that the button is maybe easily pull out or whatever related to quality. Then they try to solve it, but through quantitative approach. Yeah, so then there are some like statistical tools like Pareto analysis. Have you used it? Pareto? It's like 80-20%. So first you identify the issues through fishbone diagram, if you know. Then you count it, which issues is more important to solve. So using Pareto analysis means that you prioritize the issues. This is one of the statistical tools. Then you come up with the issues that is more important. Then you improve that issues first. Sorry, not improve the issues. Improve the certain process related to the issues, how to solve the issue itself. And okay, there are like some regression analysis. Then here we don't go to the detail because in our topic is not important to go to the detail, but you can I don't know whether you have like supply chain management course or not here, so then you can find out the way how to quantify it. Here the phases, it's not very different like the system. The difference only like analyzing and measuring in quantitative way. And I summarize the differences between lean management and Six Sigma. Prepare the materials from these two methodologies because it's like already common in the company, especially in the manufacturer company, to adopting lean management and Six Sigma. That's why it's like a basic methodologies. However, they're not currently, there are some, like I told you, hybrid methodology, so they combine maybe lean management and Six Sigma. I think there is such a strategy. Let me try lean management, Six Sigma. Yeah, combine. So they call it Lean Six Sigma. So currently they try to combine it because it's like research also. When you do qualitative and quantitative, then it will be more perfect. That's why they try to hybrid some methodologies, so then they will get like an more accurate results. So they try to combine this.
I think the qualitative
mm-hmm.
Perspective is like just the framework or
the
thing, like the PMAIC circle.
Mm-hmm.
Gives like the foundation for everything, and then for every step they use like quantitative methods to make it more fact based and more tangible, the outcome more visible.
Yeah, usually when you already have data, then you can use like more quantitative, like Six Sigma and lean management. So maybe the way here exactly we can see, I'm not sure, can be open. I don't know, can we see or not? So here when they apply these methodologies, here they improve the process related to the customer requirements. However, here reducing waste and drive through the organization is not very clear actually, but it's somehow like it has its own focus, right? Here like focus on efficiency, here focus on the quality. So they combine this, so then they can grab all the, you know, effective results from all this, from the process itself and from the quality of the product itself. So they use this hybrid systems or methodologies. There are some others in lean management, like just in time or Kanzan. They also try to hybrid all certain, let me find out, let's say more like hybrid methods in service improvement. You use even they use like I don't know, they call it hybrid intelligence, DM strategy. This is one of the, or maybe we can use like yeah, they just mentioned it's hybrid method. However, we need to find out what is hybrid in this case, because hybrid can is still general, but it can be like maybe as our example before, lean management and Six Sigma, or with another kind of methods. So this is the things that is important for you to know regarding the methodology for improvement of the service. And I don't want to give many slides here. I always don't want to give many slides, so it will be easier for you to understand this concept. Because for the examples, you can find like case study. I also share you a case study here, like here for Six Sigma and here for Lean Management. So in this case, like, you need to know from this, let's say I open for lean management, here how they want to create value through lean management in healthcare service. Then you can read how they solve the issue, yeah, through case study. So this is only one of the example if you want to know. Case findings. Yeah, this is the process analysis. So they use fishbone diagram here, as I told you. Then I think should be Pareto. I'm not sure they use or not. These are the, I told you, you have to map the process first. So this is one of the example. Then, you map it, patient arrives, and then what happened? Then here you find the value that which activity that you need to add the value. For example, in registration, in whatever doctor's evaluation. So they go through the process. Okay. This is for lean management. For Six Sigma, this is the case study, is about improving the quality of the product. As you said, DMI AIC they use here. And again, they use value mapping, because to initiate the strategy, of course we need to know the current process. Then you find out which activity that you need to improve, yeah, from the mapping. Here about the healthcare industry, then some other processes. Okay, this is respondents in their case study. Let me check. This they call it fishbone. Mostly when they want to identify the issues, they use fishbone. So when you hear the purpose of the fishbone is to low efficiency and, okay, this is the main problem they have, they got from the customers. They found out that they in the process they have low efficiency and fault, right? Then they want to know the causes of the root cause of the issue. Then they use fishbone. For example, they make some categories like in machinery, in the method, or in the environment, in which part they think it's these are the categories, and then they define from management what are the important aspects under, like policy, motivation. So then even until they drill down in the policy, what happened here? So they drill down the issue until they found out the cause of the issue, then they solve it. So this is the way, so they don't see the problem as a big problem, then they just like to solve that. However, if you want to know exactly this certain like maybe value, not value, like score, they call it like percentage maybe from the issue, how many percent that they need to solve, how many the score, they call it score, then you need to drill down exactly and which what is the cause. Let for example, to low efficiency, for example, in the category of man means like manpower, one of them is knowledge. Maybe knowledge, what is the cause of the knowledge, maybe no training. This is one of them, maybe a lack of knowledge regarding, for example, the operation, less knowledge maybe about the service operation or service process. So then based on this issue, you solve the problem. Let's say, so in this case, you need to do training. In the training itself, there are some issues, maybe, let's say, not effective trainers. The problem is maybe less employees attend the training, let's say. Maybe this is one of the example. Then you need to again give like some strategy how to improve the training. So these are the how the methodology sorry, the methodology that they often use to analyze the issues. Then they come up with the some process to solve. Okay, right. So these two are one of the case study examples. There are some others. If you find out in Google Scholar, there are many cases study about it. So then you may see from different perspective. Right. We back to the slides. These are the challenges. Mostly when you want to implement new systems, it's general, like you may be faced to the resistance to change, especially to the employees that they don't like to change certain process in the company. So they feel like it's not very valuable for them to change it, so they don't want to change even. So then resource constraint, maybe lack of experts. This is one of the challenge, top management support. So these are very general, and I think many system implementation, I think, face to these all challenges. So it's not very difficult to identify it. And the key success factors is like the response of the challenges. So when you lack of leadership support, then you need to again like encourage how do you want to get the commitment from the top management, maybe commitment from the stakeholders, like engagement and collaboration as well, because it's not only about the company. However, it's also when you want to improve policy, you need to engage also maybe government in the improvement, or maybe certain like external institutions in this improvement. Okay, so any question about it? No? Right. So this is all about service improvement and some examples, and maybe we can move to your presentation. Yeah. So okay, just do you need this, right?
Or? Yeah.
Okay. For this slide, I have uploaded in the system, so you can have it. Just let it be. All right. So how do you want to manage? Up to you.
Can we connect?
Yeah. You may try, but I'm not sure whether there's a cable to connect or not. Or maybe you can also transfer the file to here. It's about service forecasting in front of us.
Yes, exactly.
only both of you will present, or we have to wait another?
No, it's just the two of us. But I actually don't know, is there any external cable?
Yeah, I don't know as well.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you can transfer if you have like external.
I just bought that adapter.
Yeah, here, yes.
And that's actually not possible. We need either a USB C or HDMI.
Okay, so this one should be
old one.
I don't think it's.
We have to enter it. But we actually have to plug it in the back side. Because
maybe.
In front is
front
just USB-C.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know how they manage actually.
You cannot choose that.
No.
CPU.
Ah, right, okay. Might also work. We can just unplug the HDMI.
Okay, that's it.
No, no, that's the power. This one it is. Okay.
I think the easiest way is to just send you the.
Yeah, otherwise we have to do like this.
Yeah, that's
the best. I'm not thinking about this Justin. Yeah, of course it makes sense, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just plug it back in. Okay. And adjust it to you. Sven, do you know how to start? I cannot see the screen. Hmm? I was trying to turn it off. Yeah, I just reconnected this one, but no picture yet. Then we have to do it like this. Let's just send it to me. No signal, right? So, yeah.
That was it?
Or is it? Yeah, this one. Yeah. No, sorry.